Welcome back to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Summer market dates available at willowpondsheep.com. Michael, have you ever tried sheep yogurt?
You know, I've never tried sheep.
You don't know what you're missing.
It sounds interesting.
Oh, it's interesting.
I can't imagine.
You'll get hooked on it. Also, hold on one second, Michael. Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84, and Shawangunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. It's my great pleasure to welcome Michael Babcock back to 98.1 KZE. He's come every year for God knows how many years you've been doing. Usually Sally has the pleasure of interviewing you on the Garden Show, but today I get that pleasure having you on Tasting Tuesday. So thanks so much for making that happen, Michael.
Well, I am excited to be here with you. This is wonderful. I've heard a lot about your show, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, this is like a natural convergence in a way, right?
Indeed it is. It's just a really good way to talk about wine, food, and fun at the Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival.
Let's make sure we take care of a little bit of housekeeping first, because the festival will be running as it normally does this time of year on Saturday, September 6th, and Sunday, September 7th, at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds. As always, they're back. It seems like a very good relationship. And I just want to tell people a little bit about the festival. For more than two decades, the Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival, presented by WineRacks.com, has been one of New York's premier showcases for New York wineries and gourmet specialty foods. Over the years, the festival has added a New York craft beers pavilion, as well as distilleries, hard ciders, and more. I'm just reading this right off the website, so I could stop here because I just rather talk to you about what
sure.
they can purchase and everything
and
else,
you can
right?
Add that in afterwards.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the festival. How many years, first of all, has the Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival been going on?
Hard to believe, but it's the 24th year. We started at the Gregg Farm 24 years ago.
With Norman.
With Norman, our good friend.
Right.
And we were there for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of thought as the event grew, we could, save money on scale. But it was exactly the opposite doing it at the farm, because we had to bring in all the infrastructure.
Oh, right.
All the tents. So instead of 40 by 150, we ended up with two 200 by 300 tents and connecting tents and other facilities.
Yeah, a major production.
50 porta-pots,
yeah.
A tanker of potable water.
Right.
An electric grid. It went on and on and on. So
when would you normally, I'm just curious personally, like how early would you have to get started if it's the first weekend of September, say, right? How early in the year do you have to get that going in the past when you were doing it at Gregg Farm?
Well, when just the infrastructure build out would start 2 weeks ahead of time,
yeah,
at least.
Right. But the planning and everything, right?
Oh, the
year
planning,
round.
It's year round. We never stop. We're actually busily working on our 25th anniversary.
That's what I was going to say. This festival, the 24th, is also kind of the launch, I'm sure, for the 25th, right? Because that's a big deal for any organization.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're really discussing a lot of plans and have been for several months now about what we plan to do. We're going to try and pull out all the stops and just see what we can do. It's exciting. I mean, it's hard to believe that it's been 24 years, to be honest with you. Originally started... I don't know if you know the background, but, WineRacks.com's been around for over 30 years. And we went out there, out to Aspen Wine and Food Festival, was invited to be the digital, sponsor of that event.
Sure.
I want to say in 2001 or 2001. So, we were, back in the .com bubble. WineRacks.com was like, wow, who are these guys?
Right.
So anyway, we went out there and it's one of my favorite events in the country.
It's unfortunate you have to go to Aspen, though. Yeah, that's the only downside, right? To have to put up with.
It's terrible. The altitude is tough. The scenery is just gorgeous. It's just terrible. But, we persevere. And so, so we went out and we did that. And I came back and I was talking to the team here. And I said, geez, we need to do more of those events. Let's see if we can, find an event to do. And that's similar to that, like a wine and food festival.
It's a shock that it wasn't already happening because it's such a natural fit. I mean, this area is just so robust with obviously farms, distilleries, cideries, wineries, you name it. And this is a ideal thing to have every year, especially this time of year. It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, so we dug around, we looked, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing available. In the entire Northeast. Mm-hmm. I mean, as WineRacks.com, we travel all over the world to do shows. So it's like, okay, let's find one. So after hunting around and finding that there weren't any, I said, well, we'll just create one. Mm-hmm. So I called my buddy Norm, Greg, at the Greg Farm and said, hey, Norm, how about...
You're one of the few people that can get away with calling him Norm, I think. Go ahead, though. Sorry.
I said, how about... we throw a little wine festival party. He goes, well, he's always up for a good party. And he says, yeah, let's do it. So we did, and, that's where we launched. And we only started planning it like 3 or 4 months in advance, so it was kind of like, were we pulling it out of our...
That guy is the ultimate gentleman farmer, isn't he?
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, what year did you move it to the fairgrounds?
After 5 years, we did 5 full years at the farm, and then the sixth year was at the fairgrounds. So do the math, that would have been 19 years ago.
Wow. But speaking with Michael Babcock, who is it fair to say, the founder and producer of WineRacks.com's Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival. Tell our listeners, how do they best experience the festival? What is the way? I've got my Saturday evening free, Saturday afternoon and evening free. I would love to check it out. What do I do?
Well, I think it's kind of, I'll give a little background. It's kind of grown and matured over the years. When we were first there, we didn't really, it was basically some, half a dozen wineries. And I think we had one food vendor there and, that was kind of hit a couple other art vendors, some jewelers and that kind of stuff. And then as we move forward the second, third, fourth year, we added like cooking demonstrations, more wineries got the word. And, so it grew from, half a dozen to, 25 or so. And now we're up over 40 that come. And now the distilled spirits industry has really taken off in New York. So we're going to have, I think, 30, 31 different distilleries represented, over 30 craft beers on, lots of cooking demonstrations throughout the years. So, what you do, you come in, you get your glass, your gift bag, you march up, and, you get a nice little program that's got all the wineries and distilleries and beer folks in there with, to do tasting notes. And you walk around and you sample anything and everything that comes in your sight. We have 26 food trucks this year from all over Northeast.
Wow, that sounds
the most
so
we've
fun.
Ever had. I mean, it's like all these little restaurants on wheels that pull in some, from some European, specialty foods to barbecue, Jamaican, Mediterranean. Lobster rolls,
amazing. Is there how many of these folks would you think are more kind of local than?
Well, there's a number of them that are local, but they come from a wide range.
That's true. The Hudson Valley's pretty big.
The Hudson Valley's pretty big, and the event is known. We're like one of the largest events in the Northeast. In fact, we were recognized last year as one of the top three wine and food events in the nation.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
From USA Today, did a survey last year. And so we're the only one from the Northeast that got recognized. So, we're pretty proud of that.
I mean, should be.
And so, we try to live up to the standard. We try to, you know, make sure that everybody that comes has a great time. We work hard. The staff really works hard to make sure everybody's having a smooth day while they're there. We hope for good weather, but, you know, doing it at the fairgrounds is a pretty great venue to do stuff because it's all in the enclosed. You know, we have all the buildings. We put up a huge 100 by 200 tent where we have the craft beer pavilion, and we have a stage set up there. This year, the entertainment's being provided by the Carrie Zaz Band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Like one of the top.
She's been here.
Yeah, one Carrie's. Of the top bands in the Hudson Valley. They've won
She's
lovely. Best of Hudson Christian. Valley 3 years in a row. So they're great friends of ours, and so we're very, very pleased to have them there. And it's just, you know, it's just what I enjoy out of it most, I think, is watching people just have a great time.
I imagine that's got to be the best. Yeah, absolutely the best. What more can you hope for, right?
Yeah, lots
and
of
that's
smiles.
Why they'll keep coming back.
And, you know, for us, you know, it's, you know, we're there to provide a service, one, for the people that come to have a really good time, but also for the wineries, all the other, you know, vendors to have a market output,
right.
You know, place to sell.
Yeah. It's, and there's a special vibe, though. I mean, it's inarguable. I came up here like 5-6 years ago. And I mean, I had a lot of history with the area, but, and why I stay and why I'm still excited to get up every day and come in and experience the Hudson Valley is because there's a very particular vibe here. And you can see it at events like the Hudson Valley Wine and Food Festival, where people are just walking around with smiles on their faces, you know.
Right.
So, again, the festival takes place Saturday, September 6th and September 7th. You want to visit HudsonValleyWineFest.com, where you can get tickets. Next year, their 25th festival, you can also go on there to look into becoming a vendor if you're listening and you that's an option for you, or become a sponsor. That you can do all that by just visiting the website. And really keep in mind, next year is going to be a big blowout because, is that a good expression, blowout? It's going to be a big success.
We'll go with that.
It's going to be a big deal because it's their big 25th number and everybody, silver anniversary for the festival.
Yeah, so you had mentioned earlier in our conversation about how unique the Hudson Valley is and the relationship to farms, food, restaurants, and the like. And, you know, we're fortunate to be in an area where we've got some really, you know, great chefs that are here. So we've got Marcus Giuliano from Aromatime down in Ellenville, who is like one of the pioneers with farm-to-table dining. And so he really brings a lot to the table, as well as we've got Rick Orlando, who was, you know, he was one of the guys 20 years ago that was talking about clean food. You know, he had his TV program and stuff. And so, you know, he'll be there. They're good friends of ours. In fact, Rick, when he opened New World, his restaurant over in Woodstock, was my first WineRacks.com customer.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's pretty wild, right? And then there's, yeah, we've got a couple others. The Hudson Valley Wine Goddess, Debbie Giaquanto, comes. She'll be there Saturday doing a wine seminar, which is extremely popular. A lot of people come. You got to get there and make sure you snag a seat for that. So
right. Oh, it sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. And another point, one of the sponsors is the Taste of New York place on stuff.
Okay, so, Lachelle. Is going to be there?
So, no, but we were one of the four chosen launch sites by Governor Cuomo when he introduced that program to New York State.
Right.
So he brought just a few of his friends, like 750, to you know, to kick it off. So we were very pleased to be part of that and get it up off the ground.
Thank you so much. I will make this an annual experience, but we'll definitely be doing this for a lot ahead of time for the 25th anniversary for sure. We'll want to make sure we...
There'll be
the
lots of
attention.
Updates.
What's that?
There's going to be a lot of updates throughout the year.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah, of course. Again, visit HudsonValleyWineFest.com for all your needs there, especially to buy tickets. You don't want to miss out on this September 6th and 7th at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. Michael Babcock, thanks so much for stopping by Tasting Tuesdays.
Thanks, Adam, so much. I really appreciate it.
This has been Tasting Tuesdays, 98.1 KZE.